Welcome back. Today we're going deep on a super specific, super powerful groove move in Ableton Live. Late hats for that relaxed jungle feel. This is advanced, but it's also one of those small change, huge result techniques. The idea is simple. You do not drag the whole beat. You keep the kick and snare as your truth, locked to the grid, punchy and confident. And then you let the high frequency stuff, like hats, shakers, rides, sometimes ghost wide little textures, sit a little behind. The track still hits hard, but the top end reclines. That's the pocket. By the end, you'll have a two-bar loop at around 172 BPM that rolls like a liquid or jungle roller, feels human, and still stays controlled in a mix. Let's set this up in a way where tiny timing changes are easy to hear and easy to manage. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Turn the metronome on for now. Not because we love click tracks, but because you need a reference to feel what late is doing. Then create a few tracks. A MIDI kick track, a MIDI snare track, an audio break track, and a MIDI hats track. Optionally, a shaker or a ride track if you like separating that stuff. Then group all your drum tracks into one drum bus group, so you can slash B the whole groove quickly. That routing step matters. Late hats are subtle. If you're constantly hunting through tracks or mixing while you edit, you'll lose the thread. Now step 1. Lock the anchors. Program a basic DNB backbone. Kick on beat 1. Snare on 2 and 4. At 170 plus BPM, that classic backbeat placement is what gives you the runway. You can add an extra kick if your style needs it, but the main point is this. Kick and snare do not move. They're on grid. If you want a quick solid chain here, keep it clean. Drum rack with one shots, a touch of saturator with soft clip. EQA to clean rumble or harshness, maybe drum bus, but don't overcook it. Punch comes from clarity and confidence, not from dragging everything into mush. Cool. Now we decide what our hats are doing, and this is where the workflow becomes repeatable. You're going to split your hats into rolls. Think of it as two layers. First layer is the grid hat, your timekeeper. This is usually a tight closed hat doing eighths or sixteenths, but quiet, mostly on grid. Its job is not to be vidy. Its job is to keep momentum and definition, especially when the mix gets busy. Second layer is the late hat, the vibe layer. This is the one we intentionally delay. It can be another closed hat, a short shaker, a ticky ride fragment, something with character. Its job is to be relaxed without making the track feel slow. If you've been trying to do this by constantly nudging one hat lane around, stop. Use two MIDI tracks or two chains in one drum rack. You'll move faster and make better decisions. Now write a late hat pattern that can actually sit late. Start with a closed hat or a short shaker sample. Avoid a big open hat at first, because long tails are where late timing turns into a messy wash. For the pattern, try one of two classics. Either offbeat eighth notes, that skank feel where the hits land on and counts, or a sparse 16th pattern with gaps. Bass is your friend. The denser the hat line, the less delay you can get away with before it sounds like the drummer fell down the stairs. Here's the hidden key that most people skip. Note length. If your MIDI notes are long, and your sample has a tail, and you push it late, you get flams and overlap that smear into the snare. So shorten the hat notes. In a lot of cases, 20 to 60 milliseconds is the zone, depending on the sample. If you're using simpler in one-shot mode, use decay to tighten the tail, and a tiny fade out to prevent clicks. Think of it like this. We want late placement, but we don't want late clutter. Now let's make those hats late. You have three main methods. Pick one at first. Don't stack all of them unless you know exactly why you're stacking. Method 1 is track delay. This is the cleanest and fastest. In Ableton, enable track delays in the mixer controls. On the late hat track, start with plus 10 milliseconds. Then test a range, roughly plus 6 to plus 22 milliseconds. Kick and snare stay at zero. What's great about track delay is your MIDI still looks clean and quantized, which means editing stays sane, but playback has feel. Quick calibration so you don't overdo it at this tempo. Around 5 milliseconds is barely perceptible, it just softens rigidity. 10 to 14 is clearly laid back while still fast. 18 to 24 is special effect territory, where the hat starts sounding like it's answering the snare. Cool when used carefully, dangerous when used everywhere. Also remember this rule, use less delay when the hat is dense, and more delay when it's sparse. Method 2 is groove pool. This gives more of that jungle record feel, like timing is coming from a performance or a sampled break. Open the groove pool, grab a swing groove like swing 16-57 or 16-63, and drop it onto your late hat clip. Start with timing around 20 to 45%, velocity around 10 to 30%. Random, very subtle, like 2 to 10%, and honestly at 170 plus I'd keep random on the low side unless the pattern is super simple. And a big advance tip here, do not slap the same groove on everything. Groove belongs on hats and maybe ghost notes, not your kick and main snare anchors. Method 3 is micro nudging, the most surgical. Zoom into the MIDI, select only certain hits, usually the off beats or every second or fourth hit, then nudge them late by about 5 to 15 milliseconds. Use the modifier key so you can move without grid snapping, and keep the first hat of the bar closer to the grid, while later hats drift a little. That phrasing is realistic. Players tend to nail the start, then relax into the pocket. Now we're going to add a break layer, because jungle groove without at least a hint of break character is like seasoning without salt. Pick a break. Amen style, think, anything with strong identity. Warp it in beat mode. Preserve transients, and try forward transient loop. Adjust the transient envelope somewhere around 10 to 30, so you're keeping the hit definition. Then right-click and extract groove. Now here's the move. Apply that extracted groove to your late hat track, maybe your shaker or ride. But again, not to your kick and main snare. And don't blindly commit the whole feel if the break is generally late. Borrow it in moderation. Try groove tining around 25 to 40%, so you capture the swagger without losing punch. At this point you should hear it. The beat is still driving, but the top end is leaning back. That's the roller. Now let's make sure the late hats still read clearly, because late can easily turn into dull, and dull is not the same as relaxed. A solid stock chain on the late hat track goes like this. First, EQ 8. High pass somewhere between 250 and 500 Hz. Hats don't need low junk. Then if it's harsh, a small dip around 7 to 10k, maybe 1 to 3 dB with a medium Q. Then drum bus. Keep boom off most of the time for hats. Use drive moderately, and then the key control, transients. Push that up, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. This is how you keep the tick even though the timing is late. Then saturator with soft clip. Just 1 or 2 dB of drive to help presence. Optionally auto filter, but subtle. Tiny movement. If your filter is wobbling like it's a synth lead, you've gone too far. A big concept here. Separate placement from push. If your hats feel like they slow the track down, it's often because the transient is late and the sustain is loud. So sharpen the front, shorten the tail, lower the body. Sometimes, a slick trick is to give your grid hat a tiny negative track delay, like minus 2 to minus 6 milliseconds, while your vibe hat is positive. You get contrast and urgency without ever touching the kick or snare. Now let's talk about the most annoying late hat problem, hat snare flams on 2 and 4. If a hat lands uncomfortably close to the snare transient, you get this messy double hit feeling. Two quick fixes. 1. Just mute the hat exactly on beats 2 and 4, let the snare own that space. 2. Keep your late feel overall, but micro shift only those conflicting hats slightly earlier. Think of it as anti-flam editing. Next, do two quick reality checks. Check in mono. Put a utility on your drum group and set width to 0. Late hats can feel vibey and wide stereo but messy collapsed. If it still grooves in mono, you're good. Then do the low volume test. Turn it down until it's almost background. If the groove still feels intentional, you nailed the pocket. If it falls apart, the timing and transients aren't clear enough. Now let's make this musical across an arrangement, because late hats shine when you treat them like an energy lane, not a static setting. Try this. In your intro, mostly grid hats. Low velocity, restrained. At the drop, bring in the late hat layer and suddenly everything rolls wider without changing the kick or snare. For a second drop or peak, add a ride or brighter late hat, and maybe reduce the delay a bit so it feels more urgent. One of my favorite automation moves is automating the late hat track delay itself. Something like plus 14 milliseconds in a verse, plus 10 in the main drop, plus 6 at the peak. It's subtle, but it reads as intensity changes without adding new parts. Also try a drop clarity trick. For the first two bars of the drop only, reduce the late delay by about 30 to 50%. The drop lands hard, then the groove relaxes after the listener is hooked. Now, a few advanced variations if you want to get spicy. You can do two-lane timing where one hat lane is slightly early, like minus 3 to minus 8 milliseconds, low velocity, and the other lane is late, plus 10 to plus 16, brighter. That creates a call and response pocket that feels very jungle, without ever moving the snare. Or do late only on accents. Keep most 16ths on grid, and delay only the offbeat and notes, or every fourth 16th. The line stays articulate, but it melts in the right spots. This is golden tech eater jungle where you want precision and feel. If you're in live 11 or 12, controlled probability is another upgrade. Add ghost hats with 15 to 35% chance and make only those ghosts late. You get variation without random timing chaos every bar. Sound design bonus. If your late hats disappear when you turn them down, layer a tiny tick sample under them. High passed, super short. Keep the tick less late, or even on grid, while the main vibe layer drags. The ear locks to the tick, and the body feels the drag. That's a cheat code. And if you're going darker or heavier, late hats can create menace, not softness. Choose gridder hats, and consider parallel distortion on a return. Saturator with heavier drive. Then EQ high pass around 2 to 4K so you're only distorting the air region. Maybe a touch of redux. Send the late hats lightly, like 5 to 15%. It adds threat without turning the main hat channel into a razor. One more heavy trick. Sidechain hats to the snare just a tiny bit. Put a compressor on the hat group, sidechain from the snare. Ratio around 2 to 1. Fast attack, medium release. The snare stays king even if hats are busy and late. Now let's lock it in with a quick 15-minute practice build. Make a 2-bar loop at 172. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add a break quietly. Create 2 hat layers. Grid hat doing quiet tight 16ths and late hat doing offbeat 8ths or sparse 16ths. Then bounce 3 versions. Version A, late hat track delay plus 8 milliseconds. Version B, plus 14 milliseconds. Version C, you swing 16-63 in groove pool with timing around 35%. In each version, adjust late hat note length. Push drum bus transients to around plus 10 and set velocity so it's relaxed, not lazy and loud. A good starting range is 60 to 95, depending on the sample. And don't decide solo. Put a bass loop in, even a simple reese. Late hats are about how they sit against snare and bass, not how clever they sound alone. This audio version is shortened for playback.